Hello, and welcome to the first ever Global Intelligence Knowledge Network weekly wrap-up. I'm Neil Bisson, your host and the director of Global Intelligence Knowledge Network. Today marks the beginning of an exciting journey into the world of international intelligence, and I'm honored to have you join me. Throughout my 25-year career in the federal government, I've had the privilege of serving in some diverse roles, each providing unique insights into the complexity of national security and intelligence. I first started off as a border officer with the Canadian Border Service Agency, where I stood as a guardian to our nation and was tasked with identifying and thwarting potential threats. This experience instilled in me a deep appreciation for the critical importance of safeguarding our country against external dangers. I then transitioned into the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, where I delved into the clandestine world of espionage. As a clandestine operative or an intelligence officer, I operated on the front lines of national security. I gathered intelligence, I conducted covert operations, collaborated with international and domestic partners, all of this in the hopes of trying to mitigate some national security threats and to keep Canada safe and sovereign. So, why am I doing this? Well, I decided to embark on this new adventure because I'm driven by a desire to try to share some of the knowledge and experience that I've accumulated over the years. I'm hoping that throughout this podcast, I'm going to be able to provide the listeners with a bit of a better understanding of some of the intricacies involved with international intelligence, from everything involved with espionage tactics to counterterrorism strategies, and hopefully everything in between. So the whole idea behind this is that each week I'm going to try to dive into some of the latest intelligence stories discussing complex geopolitical issues, analyzing some emerging threats, and exploring basically how the evolving landscape of global security is changing. You know, we see this all the time. So, you know, from Parliament into the United States, into Congress, there is a shadowy world of covert operations that does happen. And I'm going to try to look into finding really interesting stories and articles from around the world that give us a better understanding of what's actually happening when it comes to intelligence matters. This podcast is not just about information. I'm hoping that it also provides those individuals who decide to listen to it with a bit of empowerment by arming you with knowledge and insights so that you'll gain a greater understanding of the forces that shape this world and feel a little bit more empowered to be able to navigate the complexities of our increasing interconnected global community. So whether you're a seasoned intelligence professional, an academic, an enthusiast, or you're just curious about the world of espionage, I invite you to join me in this journey. And hopefully together we can embark on a voyage of discovery, some enlightenment, and uncover the truth behind the headlines and gain a deeper understanding of the world of intelligence. So for today's article, I'm going to talk about basically what's happening recently in relationship to the assassinations that were happening from individuals that were involved in the Khalistan movement. So one of the most recent articles that came out from The Economist basically highlights India's response to the allegations of an attempted assassination of Khalistan separatist Gupatwan Singh Panoon in New York. So according to U.S. prosecutors, an Indian government official directed a plot to kill Panoon, who holds U.S. citizenship and Canadian citizenship, and is a vocal critic of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. So, now India's investigation into these claims was purportedly found that rogue operatives, not authorized by the government, were involved in this plot. But what does this revelation really mean? Is this a mere cop-out? Does it signify deeper issues within the intelligence apparatus of India? So we'll talk about that, or I'll talk about that a little bit today, and hopefully you'll get a better understanding of what's going on here. So If rogue agents were behind the assassination attempt, it raises some serious questions about the integrity and the effectiveness of India's intelligence operations. How could such a plot be orchestrated without the knowledge or the approval of higher authorities? It really leads you to question here. It suggests a significant lapse in the oversight and control within India's main spy agency, the Research and Analysis Wing. Now, there's another layer to this story. By attributing the plot to rogue agents, India may be attempting to save face and potentially concerns about the backlash from Western countries like Canada, the United States, and the UK. These countries all have sizable Sikh diaspora populations who could have been targeted or may continue to be targeted by the Indian government. It's no secret that India has been accused of targeting Khalistani separatists overseas. In fact, last September, as we all know, the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, publicly accused India of orchestrating the murder of a Khalistani separatist on Canadian soil, Hardeep Singh Nijjar. These allegations sparked a diplomatic storm between the two countries and further strained their already delicate relationship. So, now with the U.S. demanding criminal prosecution on those involved in the assassination attempt, India is in a situation that is somewhat precarious. You've got both countries seeking to downplay the significance of the allegations. But this case underscores the complexities of the international relations in the shadowy world of espionage. Like, this is what it's all about. Things happening behind the scenes. You've got a political aspect to this. You've got a criminal aspect to this. You've got intelligent aspect to this. It's all intermingled. So I think we're going to continue to monitor developments in this story. It's crucial to kind of maintain a bit of a critical eye and look at the motives and the actions of all the parties involved. By looking at this basically with a greater light, we're going to try to get down into the murky depths of what this has to do with politics, international intelligence, and hopefully we can gain a clear understanding of, you know, the forces that are shaping what's happening on this story. So that's it for the first episode. I'm hoping that the next episode will obviously have a little bit more, but I'm looking to you to see what you want to hear. I'm an individual who's worked for over 25 years in law enforcement and intelligence. I've worked in many parts of the world. I've worked in many parts of Canada. I've had an opportunity to work with the FBI, the CIA, ACES, ASIO, MI6, MI5, I've worked counterterrorism, I've worked counterintelligence, I've worked counterproliferation, I've been a surveillance, I've made sure that I've done counter-surveillance. So what kind of stuff would you like me to talk about? And if you're interested, there's a lot more that you can get by going to globalintelligenceknowledgenetwork.com, where I post blogs. There's a dossier there that gives you a breakdown of a lot of the major intelligence organizations from around the world to give you an idea of what operations they've been involved in, what their budgets are like, who's in charge. You can also check out my media page that has different times that I've either provided information to the Canadian media outlets, whether it was an interview or whether it was providing information so that they could write articles for such prestigious newspapers like the Globe and Mail. Anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing feedback. So hopefully you enjoy this and you enjoy the content. And like I said, if there's anything that you think that you'd like me to talk about on this podcast, please feel free to reach out. This is Neil Bisson signing off until next time. And like I've always say, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.